Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. We are so grateful to our launch partners, founding partner P&G and Bank of America. Together, we're bringing you something good every day, and it wouldn't be possible without their support. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. We're all in this together. That's been the rallying cry of our communities during this pandemic. This rings true not only here in the U.S., but throughout the global community in which we find ourselves. The world is confronting a fast-changing virus that has the ability to move from country to country and back again. And as we've all learned, what happens on the other side of the world today can affect us here in a matter of weeks, if not days. That's why medical professionals around the globe are working more closely than ever to pool information to better understand this virus. Today, we're going to tell you about an amazing organization called the Virtue Foundation that's working to deliver healthcare in communities that need it most. And at a time when everything from protective gear to test kits are in short supply, Virtue Foundation is running a groundbreaking initiative that leverages big data to help determine where and when resources should be deployed. You'll be just as inspired as we are when you hear from Virtue Foundation's Dr. Joan LaRovere about how the international community of doctors is waging a battle against the coronavirus, how Virtue Foundation is making a difference in this moment, and what we can all do to help them help others right now. Now, Dr. LaRovere is a pediatric intensive care physician at Children's Hospital in Boston, and she's also on the faculty of Harvard Medical School. At Children's Hospital, she's attending to children in the intensive care unit, some of whom have contracted COVID and other COVID-related conditions. And when she's not in the ICU, Dr. LaRovere is spending a lot of time on video calls with doctors from highly impacted countries, from China to Italy to the U.S. They're exchanging what they know about the coronavirus so they can stop it as quickly as possible. But Dr. LaRovere also has her eye on northern Ghana and other low-income regions where COVID-19 rates are low so far but have the capacity to explode. As a co-founder of the Virtue Foundation, in addition to focusing on the U.S., she's leveraging big data to make sure those communities have the most basic resources they'll need to combat the virus early. Otherwise, they may face a catastrophe that could spread throughout the continent and beyond. And she's witnessing firsthand how the Virtue Foundation's data mapping initiative can be life-saving. This initiative, which started several years ago, is led by a consortium of surgeons, doctors, economists, and data scientists. Together, they're using their expertise to create statistical models that can use seemingly unrelated data to best match need and resources. I spoke to Dr. LaRovere, and here's what she had to say.
It's been amazing to collaborate with doctors from all over the world. I've never seen anything like it. What we've realized is that one of the greatest needs right now is for reliable data. That's why we've been working hard these past several years on the Virtue Foundation data mapping initiative. For example, in northern Ghana, in the last few weeks, the data showed us that they would not be prepared. There was a lack of oxygen tanks, ventilators, ambulances, masks, basic communication infrastructure like radio, which is so essential there, and even running water to help them stem the tide. With that information, we quickly mobilized to provide the resources the Ghanaians needed in the right locations. And today's technology can allow us to do this quickly and effectively and remotely. And then we can share what we've learned there in that ecosystem with medical communities from around the world. One of the hardest things about this pandemic has been the uncertainty. Lack of information and uncertainty leads to fear, but transparency of information, that leads to hope. The more we share information, the faster we can find targeted solutions for communities, and the safer and better off we will all be. And although these times are extremely hard, this work has given me so much hope.
So here's something good for today. Let's remember that not only are we in this together, but we are connected around the globe in our fight against this pandemic. And if we take advantage of technology's ability to analyze big data, as Virtue Foundation's doing, we can see a better and healthier tomorrow. Now, to help with COVID-19, they have just released a very early cut of some of the data that shows where healthcare facilities are located in 25 low and middle income countries. And as we've heard, this approach is already making a tremendous difference in northern Ghana. Virtue Foundation is primarily a volunteer organization, and their motto is one person at a time, one act at a time. Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday now, One easy way to support this work is to consider making a donation. It can make a big difference. For as little as $5, you can help buy an oxygen cylinder or provide clean water and soap for hand washing. And remember that your donation also supports the data mapping initiative that's producing the kind of information that can be one of our most valuable tools in improving global health. To learn more, go to virtuefoundation.org. Everyone, every day, has something good to share. Whether it's a story that inspired you, a great tip that you've heard about, or something that happened in your day that you're grateful for. If you want to share your something good with us, please email us at somethinggood@senecawomen.com, and we may even share it with the world. Thank you for listening, and please share today's something good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.